Hello everyone and welcome to All About Everything. Today's episode, we will be comparing short stories. Hello everyone, my name is Kieran Jennison and today we'll be comparing the two short stories, The Most Dangerous Game and The Sniper. My episode today is about The Sniper and The Most Dangerous Game and the similarities and differences these two short stories have. Our first topic today, we will be comparing these two short stories and seeing what they have in common. The first similarity is both these stories have someone that is trying to kill them, and they also end with a plot twist. They both also have a protagonist that is trying to survive a mad killer. Now let's take a look at some differences. Some differences they have is that one story takes place in Dublin, Ireland in the 1920s, and the other story takes place on a deserted island with a cannibal. In the short story, The Sniper, one sniper is trying to survive another sniper, and in the end, he kills the other sniper and finds out it was his brother all along. But in The Most Dangerous Game, the cannibal is trying to find a man for his own game, but the man outsmarts him and swims around the island into the cannibal's room and kills him there. Let's take a look at some similarities and differences between the characters now. The character in The Sniper is a man trying to survive, and he is on the opposing side of the enemy. And the characters in The Most Dangerous Game are a man who is washed up on the island after a shipwreck, and a cannibal who lives there. One similarity is that they are trying to survive someone, and both are facing a conflict of man versus man. Some differences are one antagonist is trying to hunt down, kill, and eat a man, while the other is just trying to kill him. And a conflict for The Most Dangerous Game is man versus nature, because if he makes a sound, the hunter will hear him and kill him. A real-world problem that relates to these stories is war and cannibalism. War relates to The Sniper because they are both on the opposing teams, and in the world right now, there are opposing sides battling now. And in The Most Dangerous Game, a real-world problem is cannibalism. And sometimes, people on islands who find an outsider will actually eat them. So in conclusion, we have looked at similarities and differences between these two short stories and the characters we related in the stories. And we related to some real-world problems. My name is Kieran Jennison. Thank you all for tuning in, and I'll see you on the next time. Take care.